G'day everyone, thanks for tuning into The Journey. I hope you're having a great weekend wherever you are, right around the country. You've tuned in on a bit of a milestone for us, our 50th show.
Yippee!
And he's a man who's been right here from the start, Mr. Dave Collins. Are you ready for a big show today, mate?
I am indeed. One thing I'm a bit disappointed in, Jude.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Bill Laurie? Where's Richie Beno to announce us hitting our 50?
Getting across the 50? We'll just raise the bat halfway, mate, because we're only halfway to the ton.
Anyway, I can't wait. And I've had a look at the lineup today, and some of my absolute favourite presenters are here on the journey. We've got them queued up and ready to go. I can't believe it, Jude. 50 shows, it has flown by.
You've almost been going for a year. Finding it hard to fathom a little bit myself, Dave. And a lot has happened in the first 50 shows, Dave. First of all, we had to figure out how to turn a microphone on, how to speak in a manner that people can sometimes recognise as English, particularly me, because you're experienced, but I'm certainly not. And to join together all those inputs from our brilliant contributors to the show, let's face it, you and I get to sit here each week and listen to some brilliant stuff.
Yeah, we're privileged indeed. I'm really amazed that even though we've not been going for a year, there's radio stations all around the country. They're starting to pick up the journey.
Yeah.
We've got listeners all around the nation. They're tuning in via live streaming, could be podcast, and of course, from the various stations taking the show, including Pulse 94.1 in the beautiful Illawarra.
Well, that's where it started. Big cheerio to Josh, to Graham, Jody, all of those guys down there at Pulse who helped us to kick off the show and make all this fancy gear in front of us. Well, show us how it works.
Yeah, thanks so much to the three of them and the whole team there at Pulse 94.1.
It's great fun playing with all these buttons. Thanks very much, guys, for showing us how to do that. Sort of like flying a plane after, after one lesson. Mm. How hard can it be, mate? Pilots can do it.
Jude, don't take this personally, but you're insane, my friend. Happy 50th show anyway.
Thank you very much, mate. No points for stating the obvious. No points at all. And happy 50th to you as well, because you've been here right from the start, mate, right from day one when I first asked you about whether or not you'd be interested in getting behind this. And you said, yep, I am in. So just see if you can hang around for about another 950, mate, all right?
I'll check my diary. So wherever you are listening in your car via live streaming, or if you're tuned in via podcast, it is great to have you listening. We really mean that. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's show. You're going to hear from Sister Hilda with her wisdom from the Abbey. Also, Trish McCarthy, she'll join us today. And I know we've got a great story from Sam Clear. Love hearing from Sam Clear about his walk around the world for something that's really important, Christian unity.
Absolutely, mate. Love hearing Sam's stuff. First up, though, we're going to have our gospel reflection for this Sunday's gospel reading, which is from Matthew chapter 13 with Father Graham Schmitzer.
That'll be followed by a great song from Bethel Music, You've Won Me Over. So let's get into it. Faith, hope, love, and life. You're on the journey.
Here's this week's Reflection on the Gospel.
Hi, I'm Father Graham from St. Columbkill's Corrimal. Today we hear another of Jesus' parables, the parable of the wheat and the darnel. Jesus often used the custom among the rabbis of the time, a short story to illustrate a truth. Jesus was the best of catechists. He used simple images from the people's own lives. It is the parable of the man, representing God, who sowed his field with wheat. Some enemy, representing the evil one, oversows the field with darnel. In its early stages, darnel so closely resembles wheat that it is impossible to tell one from the other. When both come to head, then they are obvious enough. The immediate response of the landowner's servants was to uproot the weeds, but the master was shrewd. Many good plants would be lost, for both were so entwined. He had confidence in the ability of the wheat crop to survive. At harvest time, the wheat and the weeds would be easily distinguishable. And not only that, he would have a supply of fuel from the dried weeds. Jesus is helping us to understand the existence of evil in the world and in the church. God is very patient. If he were to suppress everything that seemed bad, then the good would suffer. Good and bad are bound up inextricably here on earth. Sometimes we are not able to distinguish the good that there is in the bad, nor the bad that there is in the good. For some people, the presence of sinners in the church is a cause of scandal. Throw them out. But Jesus said he came to call sinners, not saints, to repentance. We will all be judged by God, not on any single act or stage in our lives, but on the totality of our lives. We all make great mistakes. There is a mixture of good and evil in all of us, but God gives us time to redeem ourselves. we should be as patient with ourselves and with others as God is with us. If we knew some people's struggles and the efforts they have made to cope, we'd be congratulating them instead of criticising them. I'm Father Graham from St. Columbkills at Coromel.
Faith, hope, love and life. This is The Journey.
Grace, you show me grace. You lifted my shame. Drawn me with loving kindness. And washed whiter than snow. Redeemed and made me whole. Jesus, you have won me. You have broken every chain with love and mercy. You triumphed over death and you are worthy of glory.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
Here's Sister Hilda with Wisdom from the Abbey.
We lost a most beloved abbess on Thursday, the 24th of August 2006. One day we might get over it. We got word that she was sick and had collapsed, but I wasn't alarmed. I was just sure she was going to be all right. During the morning at prayer, I asked the Father for a word. and I randomly opened the scriptures. It fell open at Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, and my eyes saw the words, "Prepare yourself for an ordeal." I knew then that she was gone. The Father had tipped me off before the official word, and I have been forever so grateful to him. I've been thinking about that recently, and thinking about just all those other times that the Word of God has encouraged and comforted me, given me direction, confirmed a decision, in fact, guided that decision, has told me over and over again that I am loved and forgiven. I hope as you're listening to me, you're thinking about all the times that this has been your experience as well. A fellow called Bernard of Clairvaux, who lived a long time ago, says of the Word of God, and says to God, "I knew you were present in your word by the movement of my heart." What about you? Does the Word of God move your heart? Close your eyes now and listen to these words from the scripture and see which of them is meant for you. "I tell you, do not be afraid. Father, forgive them. You are precious in my eyes, and I love you. Though your sins are as red as scarlet, they'll be as white as snow. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am. Take the words that sit with you. Take them away with you today. I promise you, your heart will be changed."
You're listening to The Journey, and we just heard from Sister Hilda Scott with her wisdom from the Abbey. Always good to have Sister Hilda on the show. What did you think of her wisdom this week, Dave?
I think you know what I thought about it, Jude. I loved it. It was a great segment indeed called The Word of God. And Sister Hilda, wow, she's one prayerful lady who just soaks herself in God's Word. So it's great to have her wisdom from the Abbey from Jamberoo on the show weekly. And if you do get a chance, south coast of New South Wales, just down from Sydney, head over to the Abbey there at Jamberoo. You can also catch more of Sister Hilda by listening to the podcasts linked to radio.dow.org.au.
Big cheerio to all of the teachers that I know are listening into The Journey as well. They're all back at school this week. Well, I think the majority of them are right across the country. And we've got lots of teachers from all over the place who tune in. Some even use podcasts of the various segments from the presenters as input for their lessons in some of their religion lessons in Catholic schools and in scripture lessons, which is absolutely great.
Awesome.
Know? Yeah. Coming up, Betty by Brooke Fraser.
After that, it'll be time to listen to Trish McCarthy, her Milk and Honey segment, always practical advice for healthy, happy gospel living. And this week, she's asking us if we are doing too much. Really? That's interesting.
Yeah. Faith, hope, love and life. You're tuned to The Journey.
You got a quick snap lock on your cold, cold heart. You got your YSL kick. And a red birthmark in the shape of Canada that you try to keep a secret. You got a click clack walk and a cold hot stare, and if your eyes could talk, they'd say they just don't care. Daughter in
skin. You've got your birthmarks. You've got to run through hiding on your hip, honey. You've got your secrets. You've got your regrets. Darling, we all do.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews and wisdom for living life to the full.
And now it's time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
Do you know, I have found that if I'm rushing from one thing to the next or place to place, then I'm doing too much. When I do this, I become inattentive to details, from the beauty in creation to the feelings of myself and others, from the spirit's promptings to what my body is telling me. You will remember well the scripture story of Martha and Mary, and how Mary, who chose to be still in Jesus' presence, was rewarded. This is a very simple and short encouragement this week, and comes back to my introduction, asking the question, am I rushing from one thing to the next? Am I doing too much that I have become inattentive? Aim today to say no to something that would ordinarily add pressure to your life. And say no to any feelings of guilt that accompanies that choice. Or declutter an aspect of your life, letting something go. One of your many roles at church, one of the after-school activities for the kids to spend valuable time with them. Delegate an area of work that someone else is capable of. Clean out a cupboard. And get in touch with what are the absolute necessary things in life. Essentially, focusing on doing only a few things well rather than spreading ourselves thin and compromising the quality of those things. This will help us to lead a well-balanced and integrated life.
Together on the journey, faith, hope and love for life in all its fullness.
Come run with me, we will run to the sea. Don't need no reason to want to see. Down Mayo, come run with me, we write history. Life was meant to be taken lightly. Down Mayo,
I feel.
Welcome back to The Journey. I hope you're enjoying the show wherever you are, right around this beautiful country of ours, either live through your local Christian radio, online or via podcast. You've just heard Forest by Castle Coma. I love Castle Coma, mate. I actually heard them play in a backyard about 18 months ago, and now they've been signed. They're a great young Sydney-based band, and they play some really meaningful music. Got a real Celtic feel too. Good stuff.
Well, being a muso, you'd know good musicians when you hear them and
mate,
see them.
These guys are going to be big, and we're playing them on The Journey before anyone else even knows that they exist.
We need to let our growing number of listeners right around the country know about a big event coming up in August this year. It's called Proclaim 2014.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's being run by the Australian Catholic Bishops Conference and organised by the National Office for Evangelisation. The theme is Living the Joy of the Gospel in Parishes. It'll run from the 21st up until the 23rd of August. Keynote speakers are Father Michael White and Tom Corcoran, who are authors of the book Rebuilt.
Read it. Really good.
Yeah?
Oh, mate, it's brilliant. Fantastic. Okay. I'm going. I can't wait to hear him speak.
Well, that book was all about reawakening the faithful, reaching the lost and making church matter. It'll be held at the Concourse in Chatswood, as I said, from the 21st up to the 23rd of August. Call 1300-4-FAITH. That's 1300, the digit 4, and then the word faith for more details.
There's going to be people from right around the country coming to that, Dave. It's going to be a fantastic event and one that really, I think, reawakens and reinvigorates many people who are passionate about sharing faith with other people, which is a wonderful thing.
Time for some more music. Here's Multiplied by Need to Breathe. That'll be followed by Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love with a reflection on, well, why we sometimes end up looking like our dog. So I'll end up looking like a greyhound.
Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
Keep listening. It'll make sense.
All right. I'm here.
Trust me.
Faith, hope, love and life. You're listening to the 50th show of The Journey.
Your love is like radiant diamonds bursting inside us. We cannot contain. Your love will surely come find us like blazing wildfire, singing your name, God of mercy, sweet love of mine. I have surrendered to your design. May this offering stretch across the skies. These hallelujahs be multiplied. Love will surely come by.